Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast. This is episode, what is it, Tad? Tell them.
It is episode 43.
43? That's a lot of episodes. When we last left our intrepid adventurers.
Stop saying intrepid, for the love of God.
I think that's the first time I said intrepid.
No, it's not. It's not. It's definitely not.
Whatever. Fight me.
We have been this entire time.
That's true. So, when we last left our heroes, they were on their way out of this overgrown forest. They were on their way out after encountering some foreboding things that are telling them, and it's definitely not just the DM telling them, to hurry the fuck up.
On a scale of 1 to dead, how dead are the Displacer Beasts?
Very.
On a scale of, like, 1 to shreds, you say. How in shreds are they?
To shreds, you say.
So, nothing usable, then.
Are you looking to, like, loot, like, displacer guts?
Yes.
Actually, that is pretty legit.
That's exactly what I want to do. You're telling me that there's a bunch of displacer beasts here.
You can get some displacer viscera, because there was kind of a giant lightning bolt that hit and exploded them against the walls. Against the trees. There's no walls out there. Those were fake.
Yeah, they kind of did get vaporized.
How vaporized?
To shreds, you say.
You collect displacer atoms.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You get a satchel of displacer atoms.
I wish when you guys kill things, could you, like, do it at least, you know, like, more surgically or precisely so I have something to collect at the end?
Boy, howdy, no! But
well, next time I get struck by lightning, Elias, I'll keep you in mind.
So, you guys are currently heading out through the end of the forest after having not found any random magical items as a result of vaporized displacer beast.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Look, man, all you needed to do was tell Jiron not to explode.
And maybe you would have gotten... have helped.
You could have even told us he was going to explode so we could have left. That would have been nice.
I mean, normally when you see somebody like, you know, basically exploding with raw mana and humming and you see dogs, or in this case, mushroom cats panic and run away, it usually means something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, but you'd think that even in a situation where, like, there's going to be a giant magical explosion, the least that anybody could do is preserve some damn specimens.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
So, anyway, you guys are heading up north on 71. You break out of the accursed forest.
Misunderstood.
Yes. As you once again take on the basic rhythm of, you know, clearing off road debris and carefully and somewhat slowly making your way
making my
across.
Interns clear off road debris.
Yes, making your way up the road. So everybody roll me a perception check.
All right,
I wanna. Can I have my interns roll perception instead?
That's a nat one, my man.
Good shit.
That is... remember to add a plus one to that. BT dubs.
To the nat one.
Two. Two in
that
total.
That isn't how that works.
I got a 16.
16?
I got a 25.
18.
Oh, shit. 18?
Yeah.
Alrighty. On a 25, John, as you're, as you guys are driving by, right, you've noticed, you guys have all kind of noticed that the area has been a bit more wooded than you were expecting, right?
Identifying wood. Put Elias's face on the cover of identifying wood.
Yep, it's wood. So the area is a bit more wooded than you would expect. Like the landscape is dotted with some pretty tall trees, and the foliage is a bit more dense than you were remembering. However, John, you're going to notice as you're getting up close towards Fort Smith here that the scenery is starting to repeat. It seems like every mile and a half or so, you see that same tree that's broken in half in a very specific way. Mm. And then it just keeps going.
Well, I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
Well, yeah, John, right. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of woods. So, getting out of the woods isn't really... Well, I don't think there's a very clear delineation around here about where the woods particularly
We passed that same tree like 3 times now.
Which tree?
That tree. The broken one.
Do I see the same tree repeating over and over?
Yeah, now that he's pointed it out, he's going to, you know, point it out, and then about a mile later, yeah, it's the same tree.
All right, I'm going to roll nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To see if this is some hot bullshit. If we all inhaled like displacer dust,
displacer scarecrow gas.
Because apparently we couldn't get any samples, but we've all been breathing displacer dust. So you know, who knows what the fuck that does?
It's no use crying over atomized.
Jerry has a vested interest in finding out what that shit does.
God damn it. We're not going to sell displacer dust as a drug.
It's what my character would do.
God damn it.
26.
26?
Yes. Am I breathing displacer dust?
No.
Okay.
What you can tell from looking at that, right, is as you start to look a bit closer, mm-hmm. a lot of these trees are in areas and on surfaces that should not be able to support them. And you look a bit closer, and John looks a bit closer, and you notice that the bottoms of the trees are kind of blurry. You've got this like double vision going on. As you can, if you focus really hard, you can kind of see through them.
Hmm. See? Not out of the woods.
At first, I thought you were going to say if you focus really hard, you could see three.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, that means that something fucky is still going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to point this out to the other characters?
Yes, obviously. What do you take me for? Of course I'm going to point it out.
Patton's going to roll Arcana.
Well, I was going to point it out in character, but you know.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you guys to do. You know, talk to the character more.
I pointed out.
I know you're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tim is a good boy.
You guys discuss things out of character more than you should.
All right, 1 second. I gotta think of. Patton, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but if you take a look outside, you can see the same scenery repeating. I think we're still feeling some lingering effects of the portal disturbance. Nothing too alarming, I don't think, but if you want to do a scan or a sweep or whatever it is that you do with your alchemical artificer.
No.
Well, you not too alarming.
That tree is floating.
Well, we may be over. Okay, we may be overacting a little bit. I'm gonna go ahead and dig into my bag there and pull out one of those eye dealies with the lights. I probably should have googled the name.
The what?
Because
if you're seeing trees out here, well, okay. Well, first we'll go ahead and we'll check Arcana. I'm gonna see if I can. See if there is still, even though we left the forest, if there's still that displacer effect. And then if I can't find anything with that, I'm just going to check your guys' eyes, because that's crazy talk.
Oh, something to, like, dilate their eyes. Like a pen light.
to check and see if maybe if there's no displacer outside, maybe the real displacer beast is inside.
Maybe the real displacer beasts were the friends we made along the way.
Were the friends we displaced along the way.
Were the friends we atomized along the way.
So I'm going to roll Arcana first.
Okay.
And I rolled 19.
19? Okay. So on a 19, this is not a displacer beast effect, right? So what you're going to notice is you're going to be looking around. You're going to, you know, pull out the little pen light, do the eye dilation test. All of that's fine.
Hmm.
Like, it doesn't look like a problem with you guys. And then you're going to notice there's sort of like a background hum to the magic going on in the forest there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you try to look a bit closer, it's definitely discordant with the rest of your surroundings. It's definitely something being overlaid, but not quite. You would recognize this as like it's like a portal is either winding down or starting up, and the realities are starting to overlay or starting to not be overlaid. It's like you're in the eye of the storm.
Oh, I see. Well, I do see, because I do see that tree again.
Yeah, it keeps happening.
Are we making going any anywhere? Forward progress, or are we like literally stuck in a loop, or what's going on?
Is that a question asked in character?
Yes, I'm asking Jerry.
Okay.
Or not Jerry, Patton. I don't care what Jerry thinks.
Okay.
What would I know about that?
Well, it seems similar to that portal earlier, but we didn't have this kind of loop from before. It's hard to know if it's exactly that, but I mean, we're really not too far from where that portal was. I wonder if it may have something to do with when Jerry was struck there. I don't know if maybe that's got us locked in somewhere. I don't know if... should I roll another Arcana to check and see if the source is coming from Jerry?
Sure.
All right.
If you're going to run over and try and check Jerry.
All right. 14 on Arcana.
14? Giron is all sorts of fucked up and weird. Trying to figure out if he's the source of this is like needle in a haystack. The dude has so many magical anomalies going on inside, outside, and around his body that you have no idea what the hell is going on with him.
Yeah, Elias, I'm not quite sure. Stuff coming from Jerry, probably.
Right. So, I don't have any real way to test what's going on here, but I suppose we should proceed with caution. Maybe stay on alert, let everybody else know, and it could just be an after effect from the first portal disturbance. So,
yeah, because us three, we were outside when it happened. Are the rest of the crew seeing the same thing?
Yes, but it's up to you whether or not to, like, they're seeing the same surroundings, but it's up to you whether or not to actually inform them. Because odds are they haven't actually pieced it together.
Okay, yeah, so we're most likely the first ones to notice that it's looping, like a...
Yes.
Hey, Pat and Elias, are we there yet?
Not yet, Jerry.
So, as you guys are pulling up to Fort Smith there... everybody, give me another perception check.
All right.
That's 15. Another nat 1. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nat 20.
Nice.
I mean, you did just get hit by a lightning bolt, Jerry. You might not be all there yet.
I mean, I guess, but fuck.
All right. So, on a nat 20. One second. What you're going to see is you're pulling into Fort Smith there. What did everybody else roll?
15.
Patton?
I rolled a 19 plus 11, so 30 in total.
30? Okay, so Patton and Elias. So, Patton, you're going to see a very, very bright light somewhere off in the west, right? It's going to open up in the sky. It looks like a miniature sun, almost. It is blindingly bright, but the others don't seem to have noticed it. And then, Elias, what you're going to see is... you're going to notice this bright light immediately. And then your vision is going to kind of zoom, like, involuntarily.
Right.
You're going to see very clearly this thing open up. The center of it is going to cut, and this viscous black liquid is going to start pouring out of it.
Now, does that look like it's close to us, or what am I seeing?
No, it looks like miles out.
Okay. And what's my... Okay, so my immediate thought here is...
It's also, you can tell... You can't see, but you can tell that it's directly over a river.
Okay. My immediate thought then is this is something to do with... Oh, I don't know. Is this the time for a religion check?
Sure.
Because, I mean, I've been talking to John, so maybe this John knows something about this. I don't know. But I think of this as a check to see if I would think to ask John about this. If the,
sure.
the thought that it could be something related to John would strike me.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
14.
14? Okay. So, on a 14... So, on a 14, you have absolutely, you would not know. It definitely doesn't seem mundane magical, considering it's a, you know, miniature sun opening up over in the horizon and spraying forth some sort of black viscous liquid. And you can't really think of any events in nature or in magic that would cause such a thing, so up to you.
All right. So, my vision is being focused on this thing?
Yeah, and so...
What happens if I try to, like...
Patton, on that 30, right, what you're going to see is Elias's eyes are going to completely dilate. Like, you were doing the pen test thing? Yeah, his eyes are just completely dilated as he is fixed, staring off into the distance.
Elias, what are you looking at?
It sounds like he's really far away, Elias.
I'm gonna look at the
mm-hmm. Okay, so you do that and the rest of you guys see Patton's little eye lights fully dilate, which is a problem considering he's driving.
Oh, that's not good. What happens if I try to pull away and not look at this thing?
If you try to pull away, you can succeed in breaking out of it just long enough to see, oh no, Patton's starting to list.
I'm going to grab the wheel and sort of pull us back into line and then yell for Jerry and John to come up here.
Well, what's going on?
You see that... Elias bent over as Patton is gripped onto the wheel with his eyes just fully dilated looking at something.
Oh, he's doing this again. I'm not ready for another flipping situation. John, are you ready for another flipping situation? Because I'm not.
I'd sooner jump out of the vehicle.
Okay, I will.
Elias, you figure out what's going on with the road?
I can't drive this thing.
What's going on with Patton?
And I point out
the You thing. Say as you guys are... Patton is kind of starting to, you know... So Patton. As you can hear all of this happening, but it sounds very far away. Like it doesn't have anything to do with you. As you see this orb just burning bright in the middle of this, what looks like a river. You can now see, you're kind of having an out of body experience as you're seeing this thing open up and this viscous liquid is just starting to turn the river like this bubbling, roiling, purplish black. What do you do?
So I'm having this kind of out of body experience as I'm looking down over this.
Yeah, and you can faintly hear people yelling about the car.
I'm going to try and wake myself back up to let these guys know what I just saw and that we should probably go over and see that thing.
Okay, so you guys see Patton's pupils refocus as you now see Elias kind of leaned over, grabbing the wheel. Your hands are just like almost crushing the steering wheel there.
Like, I got the syringes on one of the knuckles fully popped out because I was gripping so hard.
Yeah, basically. As you realize, Elias has been kind of fighting you to keep this thing on the road.
All right, my eyes are going to blink like when you turn a TV off. Just boom, come back on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elias. I think we should go check that out. I got a bad, bad feeling about it.
Like I said, we ain't out of the woods yet.
I'm going to drive out of the woods.
Yeah, the rest of you guys can start to see this, and it feels like it's kind of weird that you hadn't seen it yet. Because once you see it, it just completely takes over. So, John, you don't need to roll for this. So, what this is here, one second.
I think John would pretty much know right away, right? This is me out of
character. John would know. And Tim's been
John studying. John would know. So here you go. All
right. So I'm looking over there. I'm seeing the same thing they were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'd start saying a little under my breath, kind of absentmindedly. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if it were a lamp. And it fell upon a third of the parts of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died because of the waters, because they were made bitter.
Yes. So, as you say Wormwood, right, you feel this thing pulse and turn.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure that's good.
Don't tell me. And it turned towards us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, John, most of the time you say a whole lot of uplifting stuff with that little book of yours. That didn't sound uplifting at all.
This ain't a very uplifting thing.
In fact, whenever this kind of stuff happens, it's not very uplifting. I don't feel so good.
Yes, well,
So, funny that you say, I don't feel so good, right?
Oh, no.
Because you really don't.
Oh, fuck.
So, Giron, right there, considering all of the shit you've been through, they've been kind of giving you a lot of fluids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got, you know, your big old water bottle with you that you've been drinking to keep hydrated, and you're going to look down at that, right?
Oh, no.
And it's just this black sludge.
Yeah, don't drink that, Jerry.
I don't think.
And you're going to feel the sludge is going to turn and look at you.
So what you're saying is he's holding a bottle full of monster?
Kind of.
I'm going to, No, that's not a good idea. Never mind. I was thinking about spiking the water bottle on the ground.
Set it down gently.
Yeah, I'm going to twist the cap on it. Set it down. No, I'm going to hand it right over to Elias. Just, like, point at it a little bit.
And I will...
This is your thing, right? The nature?
No, not really. This seems more to be of a magical phenomenon than a natural phenomenon. But regardless, I'll take the bottle, and I'm going to set it down right here.
Thanks, buddy.
Right. It's going to bubble.
John, any ideas for how we should deal with this? Seems to be related somewhat to... what your grandfather was talking about, I suppose.
Hey, don't drink that.
I was not planning on it.
Well, he says don't drink that. I'm going to roll the window down.
Drink that.
lean out the window and try and vomit.
Okay. That's going to be successful, and it's going to be a lot more of this black sludge. It didn't take much.
Not great. Not great.
Yeah, so as you do that, though, what you're going to see is as you poke your head out of the car there, your scenery is going to completely change, right? And you're just going to be on your knees back in the forest.
Is the car gone?
No. Just talking to Jiron here.
Oh, just Jiron. Oh, for fuck. Yeah. How many times we got to tell him not to get out of the damn car?
No, he's still here.
Oh, okay. Metaphysically, can you stay in the car?
So you're going to do that. And then once you're done, you know, like you're going to, when you like reflexively try to like get back in the car, you just go right back in.
I was going to like look around.
But the rest of you guys can see out in front of you through the window. You see the road stretching on in front of you. Through the open window, you see the forest again.
That ain't
very close to the window.
Yeah, I'm going to close the window now.
All right, it's going to go back to the like half overlaid scenery. However, before he does that, everybody give me a perception check.
A lot of goddamn perception check.
16.
16?
10. No, 11.
25.
25? 22. Okay. On a 25, you're going to see, before Jiron is about to fully roll up the window, you're going to see yourselves running through the forest being chased by the displacer beasts and mind flayers. And behind you at all times is going to be this big, like this smaller version of this same light.
Hmm. Now, does this seem odd to me that I'm seeing this, or does it seem normal?
I mean, you're seeing yourself, so yeah, it seems weird.
Well, no, but you know what I mean, like dream watching kind of shit.
No, this still seems weird. You're lucid.
Okay, okay. Right. Whatever this phenomenon is, John, I think you should probably know more than I do. It seems to be accelerating, so whatever we're going to do, I suggest we do it soon. I'm starting to see a lot more interesting phenomenon.
Really like that word, huh? Phenomenon.
In any case, John, I think we should move forward with whatever it is that you had in mind.
And all we really can do is just keep driving.
All right, so on that note, right? What you're going to see here is through the windows, right? You're going to start to see yourselves and the things that happened to you back there being overlaid again. Like, you start to see John running through the forest several times, right? Like, just a replayed action of him breaking off from the group and running off into the forest. You see the moment where Jiron kind of explodes, right? Leveling everything. All of these moments are starting to play off each other, and they're starting to get stronger. Like, the road is going to start getting more and more opaque as the forest is starting to take over. What do you do?
We should probably find a place to stop or just push forward to get to the source of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
John?
Yeah, that's what Patton's thinking. I'm thinking that we need to get close. I think we need to get to this to get to this light before something else goes crazy.
Okay.
Because I don't think driving away from it's going to get us out of here.
Whatever is there has got to be another one of those artifact things.
So, why don't you guys give me one last perception check?
Fuck's sake.
Oh boy.
I only got so many eyes, DM.
16.
Not very good.
17.
16.
16.
Holy shit.
So, who got the 17?
I did.
No. Oh.
Okay, John? As you're looking around, right, you look in one of the rearview mirrors, and you don't see anything or anyone behind you. That and then you look back further into the cab, right? You open up the little door back to the sleeper cab, right? Mm-hmm. And when you open that up, all you see is the forest.
All right, and if I turn around, am I still in the truck?
Yes.
Hey guys, I think we took the forest with us.
I'm not sure if that is metaphysically accurate, but it seems to be presently accurate. So, well, whatever we do, sort of at a loss here. John,
I really don't think we're getting out of these woods yet.
John, I'm going to ask that, even though this is the woods and technically my area of expertise, I'm going to ask that you lead the way.
Well, let's go.
Oh, are you guys getting out?
I mean, are we going to driving? I mean, I think
we can't keep driving. It looks
like we should probably go into the cab and see what's going on over there. Because we have a crew that's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, why don't you radio the crew then?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Elias.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to pick up.
Pick up the radio?
Yeah, I'll pick up the radio.
You're going to, like, press your hand into the radio and it feels soft. And yeah, malleable. Like, you press the buttons and your hand just kind of sinks into them.
Okay. Well, I...
Everything feels like it's made of jello.
I'm pretty sure this is an operator error. Like, most of the time, I'll give it to you. Sometimes it is. But try pressing this button, Elias.
I'll try pressing the button, I suppose.
It just kind of sinks in.
Right. Well, that's not going to work. Patton, please tell me that your suit is still functioning.
Well, I think I'm alive, so it must be.
Is this suit still functioning?
So the suit is going, yeah, the suit is still fully functional. Like, when you say that, Patton, you're going to get a little operation report. It's just going to say, you know, suit function 100%.
Mm-hmm. Like, right arm repair 90%.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, to our left, so we're driving towards that big old ball, a light, yeah. Right?
You're passing through Fort Smith, it's getting very difficult to keep your eyes on the road.
Can I just kind of flip down the visor? There, solved your masterful DM puzzle.
What's your plan here? What are you trying to do?
Well, if we were having trouble, what I was thinking is, so we're stuck in this loop here, right? Or are we actually making progress now?
You're making some amount of forward progress, but it's hard to tell.
I mean, is the phenomenon getting bigger?
Yes.
Well, we are
It's starting to loop harder, and it's getting harder to tell if you're actually making any forward progress in the car.
I'm going to slow the car down. Not stop, but slow it down and see if this thing is still getting bigger.
Okay, so as you slow the car down, what you're going to notice is you're going to very quickly, like just for maybe half a second, you're going to see an image of the car in front of you, right? Like you slow down and then the truck in front of you slows down and recoalesces into one.
I see. So after almost like some kind of after image of us.
Yeah.
That's still going normal speed.
What? Yep. Tarnation?
What in tarnation?
But is the sphere still getting larger at the same rate? Well,
yes.
Then, why not? Let's just speed up even more then. Let's go fast.
Oh boy.
Okay. I like this actually. Okay, so what you're going to do here is
I'm going to race just myself.
Punch the gas, right? You punch the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And
we call it putting the pedal to the metal.
You're going to just punch it and you're starting to see it's getting very difficult to see where you're going. And then you're going to be, you know, crashing through these illusory trees, passing through things again and again. And then you're going to get more into the center of Fort Smith, and you're going to see the forest is going to kind of clear out in front of you, and you're going to see a brick wall, just the side of a building. You do not have time to stop. And right as you brace for impact, you're going to feel a strong thunk, right? And then you're going to see directly in front of you, you're back in the forest, and you see the corpse of a mind flayer on the hood of the truck as you start to skid to a halt. Nice. And then you see directly in front of you, you see John with one of these things on top of him, right? And the mind flayer is going to turn off of him, look directly at you guys as John, the John there looks on in kind of weird terror.
Now, okay, can mind flayers speak, and are they even interested in speaking to us?
They flay minds.
That's a good
dude.
Question.
All right, hold it there. I'm gonna go ahead and take out my crossbow.
Okay,
and aim it at him, and ooh. I'm gonna see if it can even speak.
Okay, so are you getting out of the truck?
Well. Oh, okay, I thought I appeared outside of the truck back there.
No, the truck phased through a brick wall and creamed a mind flayer.
It creamed a mind flayer.
Threatening to shoot someone from inside of a car is not going to work. So, I'm going to go ahead and open up the door.
God damn it.
Okay.
It's like lean out of the cab.
Okay. So, as you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to see is you're starting to see all of you're seeing a ton of these things all around you, but they're all at different moments in what you were doing.
Oh, right? So you there's mind see, flayers like when Patton was thinking he was flying through the thing, there's a mind flayer.
Right.
There.
However, what you're going to see is after this one gets destroyed, right? This mind flayer gets destroyed. What you see is the one that was chasing you, right? The pack that was chasing you, that mind flayer is going to start fading out of existence. It's like it's getting erased.
And what about this one that I saw over John?
The one that you saw over John is going to turn. And before, you could see John laying on the ground, right? You see, like, off in the distance, John is laying on the ground with this mind flayer on top of him. And then you know, like choking him basically. And then you see as it turns to face you, that mind flayer is going to disappear as well.
Maybe there was just one mind flayer. It's like the one electron in the universe bouncing back and forth at the speed of light.
Right. So for anybody who hasn't figured it out yet, because I'm just making it obvious because it's no rules. You're somehow interacting with your previous time shit.
So that's why those illusions were starting
somebody
to break find, apart.
Okay, can I convince one of the mind flayers?
Thank
to-
you, Tad. Congratulations. That's the goal.
What?
Save ourselves in the past.
No, yeah, I get that. I'm less concerned. Yes. Well, okay, so first thoughts from Elias here. I already know we all live, so I'm not too concerned with that. Here's the bigger problem and the bigger issue. And I think you all know what I'm talking about here. We need to stop Jerry from vaporizing those displacer beasts because I need a sample.
All right. So on that note, we're going to go into a little skills challenge combat hoop-de-hoo with two goals. One, save past selves. Two, bonus objective, get displacer beast goop.
Yes. Well, preferably not goop. I'm thinking more like a shank.
More like a shank?
Like one of the antenna, you know, the good stuff. We already did that anyway.
Hey, Elias.
What?
What did they teach you in magic school about the nature of magic?
Number one, get displacer beast goop. Number two, I wasn't paying attention in that class.
All right, so if they would have taught you that, do you remember how like travel in magical forests work?
It's bullshit is what I remember.
So yes, that's the key feature. It's bullshit. Namely, things like you need to have the right presence of mind in your heart, and then the you that was already there will come into reality.
That sounds like a bunch of horse shit, and there's no rules right. for this.
Is it a stable time loop? That's a good question.
It fucking
so
better
the you
be.
That's currently here can end up not being here.
Yep.
Even though normally they should be here.
Yep. Also, hold up, I gotta go to the bathroom.
If it's not a stable time loop, I'm gonna slap your face.
Well, I mean,
1 second.
We creamed that bathroom. Mind flare. All the other mind flares disappeared.
So if nothing means anything, I could do anything.
No, not all of the mind flayers disappeared. The one of the mind flayers disappeared from the previous timeline, and the one that got it that got diverted away disappeared from a point of the previous timeline.
At least two mind flayers appeared to disappear. So,
well, no, the one that disappeared is now like facing you guys. Is now facing now you instead of past you.
So, should we roll initiative then?
Yes.
Seven.
13.
18.
18? Okay, so it goes Elias, Patton, Giron, John. So, this is going to be bit more of a difficult one. Right?
Well, I'm gonna let you know that my action point is gone.
Well, you guys have had a chance for an extended rest.
Oh, okay.
So, you do have the action point, but you do have this extended rest, you guys do have halved healing surges. Yes. So, this is going to be gonna need 10 successes. On the other hand, 4 failures.
He's lost his goddamn mind.
So, what you see is Patton is standing there with his crossbow trained at a mind flayer, and the mind flayer seems like it's moving a lot faster than he is. He's starting to ready his crossbow, but this mind flayer is just waltzing right up to him.
Okay.
As you're seeing a lot of the events of the forest excursion play out in front of you.
Hmm. All right, so if I remember correctly from the forest excursion, and I don't because I don't because I wasn't paying attention to anything anybody else was doing. All I know is that Jerry fucking got out of the truck and ran off like an idiot. So
Jerry got out of the truck. John ran off after being convinced that Dr. Robo is being dragged through the forest.
What you just
got Patton also ran off after being after attempting to fly.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
Slamming his head on a tree branch.
I got an idea. I got a good idea here. All right, so that thing is heading towards
right? Now Patton. Yes.
Towards now, Patton. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use nature actually. And what I want to do here is I want to sort of feel this loop, whatever's emanating from the forest, to try and get in connection with it. And I'm going to pantomime Jerry's actions from when he got out of the truck.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to try and pretend to be Jerry getting out of the truck to try and pull this mind flayer back into playing through, you know, the repeated action.
That sounds like bluff, not nature.
Well, but it was the method of for which I was going through it.
No.
Okay, I was thinking that the force is like playing this
No,
back.
If you were going to try to get in touch with the nature of the force to try and get through the illusion, that might make sense.
Well, I was going to use
or to try and like center yourself on the
to put myself in the illusion.
No, that's some magic ass bullshit, not some nature ass bullshit.
Nature is magic.
Fuck you.
Well, okay, fine. It won't be that way.
Nature is no.
DM.
that is not how nature works.
Well, this is some magic bullshit nature. That's what I was thinking.
Nature is like knowledge. Fine, and you want me doing
to just roll acrobatics to kick him in the face?
I mean, if you want to be uncreative.
Fuck you. I had a very creative idea. You're like, no.
Yeah, that uses a skill that you don't get, that you ain't using. That would be bluff.
Fine, I'll fucking roll bluff for it. That'd be bluff
for Arcana.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I have a 2 in bluff. I'll fucking do it.
Pusillanimous won't.
You fell for it.
14.
14? No.
Fine.
Elias pretends to be a mime for a little bit.
So what you're gonna do there is you're gonna try and you reach out to the forest and try and like center yourself on the you know, like the time and place of the forest as opposed to where you currently are, because you're still seeing like the double vision.
Right.
Right. And you're gonna try and pantomime Jerry. Right.
To try and distract this thing away from a
but pack. These things aren't fighting by sight. They don't, that's not what they're doing. Right? So you're going to see this thing instead. The ones that are going after Jiron then are still going to be doing that. But the one that's going after them now is going to turn, look at you, is going to see how you're moving, right? You're just going to see this thing like, if you've ever seen one of those horror movie jump scares where a thing is like really far down the hallway and it just moves unnaturally quickly towards you. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Like it's not taking super long steps, but it's moving way too fast. And then it's right up in his face. As you're going to then very quickly feel, oh man, that's a lot of minds being flayed. One of them is mine.
I would like to roll to not mind flay myself.
Well, boy, howdy, you better wait till next turn. So, Patton, the mind flayer that was coming towards you saw some better prey. Mm-hmm. And then you look over and Elias is getting mind flayed.
Uh-oh. They're going to flay Elias. And then they're going to flay me.
Oh my god.
All right. Thank you. He's gunning for Elias, so let's just go ahead and go with the classic perception to nail this fucker right in the head with a crossbow bolt.
Sick.
All right, so 22 in total.
22? Yep. Boy, howdy. That's going to be a success. So what you're going to notice is...
I tried diplomacy, kind of.
Where you shoot the arrow doesn't matter. It's when you shoot the arrow that matters.
Ooh.
So you're going to see and you're going to, you know, kind of turn off your immediate perception, right? As you're going to see the thing standing back in front of you, it's going to turn to Elias, and that's when you're going to shoot it.
So when you say turn off, so am I replaying what I saw a little bit ago? I just like, I roll the tapes back. And then time,
yeah,
it,
basically.
Time it, and bam, perfect.
Yes, basically, yes.
Nice.
You have. So what you've realized here is you can somewhat control when you're doing things. You can affect all of these timelines. As it's going to move on over to Jiron. So, Jiron, what would you like to change?
All right, so what I'm going to change here is I have the ethereal copies of myself that I made on the mind. I'm going to make a lot more of them this time.
Okay, so when you tried to do that and you tried to trick the mind flayers there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this time you're going to actually try to place them at different spots in time?
Yeah, different spots in time to where, and certain instances, to even where I get captured.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to still have that happen, but we're going to have the mind flayers so confused as to which one is the real me, and mm-hmm. which Elias, which John, which Patton is the real one, that their intent on the illusion is going to keep on breaking like it did before. Like, okay. When John questioned the Elias.
Yeah, so that's what you're gonna try and cause?
Yeah. And would that be a bluff then?
Yeah, sounds like bluff to me.
Alright. I've got a good bonus in this. and before nat one. Boy, howdy, that's not a nat one. It's two ones on the die, so that's a 27.
Okay, that's going to be a success. And against the hard DC, so that's a two. That's two of them. So.
Ten. Four.
At least one of which needed to be against the hard DC. So. What you're going to do there and what you guys are going to see is at all of these different points, right? You're going to see the Mind Flayers and the Slayer Beasts kind of off in the background manipulating things. And at certain intervals, they're just going to see an image of John rushing towards them and they're going to flinch, or they're going to see Elias drop down from a tree, right? Like right in front of them, and have Specky engulf them and they're going to flinch. You know, Patton is going to go down and throw a car battery on them and they're going to flinch. And at those exact moments, you're going to see the illusion break on you guys. The past versions of you, as you're going to see that giving you the opening that you needed to figure out what was going on. So, next up, John.
All right. So, in between the illusions, as they're breaking, I want to find a particular Mind Flayer and track him as he's moving through, you know, space and time.
Yeah.
And then open up my Bible, draw my shiny revolver, and I want to make an athletics check to try and place a shot at each point along that path.
Mm-hmm.
So that no matter where or when he is, this bullet's hitting him.
Hmm. Athletics is more for things that are, like, physically demanding. Can you think of a way to reflavor that where athletics makes sense?
Hmm.
John does a cool backflip, boy, does it?
I mean, I was just thinking because it's making different shots still, like, as if I was making different shots, like, as if I was shooting different targets quickly. But it's just one target in a bunch of different places.
That could work if you were doing something along the lines of, like, sprinting between different areas to do so, which is what you would pretty much have to do. So, yes, if it involves some form of more strenuous physical activity.
All right, so yes, but I have to run?
Kind of.
Can I just do a lap around the truck?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just saying, fine. Like, just raw sharpshooting would be a bit more like perception, right?
I'm not trained in perception.
Exactly. So.
Okay.
I'm going to cut you a bit more slack because it's hard not having very many trained skills.
I just thought, you know, John hopping out of the truck, cracking his knuckles, opening his Bible. Now then, stand still and see the great things the Lord is about to do before your eyes. And then taking six really quick shots and hitting the Mind Flayer would be really cool.
Okay.
But I guess I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Quick drawing makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Awesome. That's an 18.
18?
Yeah.
Oof. Womp womp.
Yeah, I rolled under a 10. I'm pretty sure I'm not making it here.
So, are you just going to take that or are you going to action point?
I mean, I guess I'm going to action point.
I would action point because then we're only two failures away.
24.
Okay, that'll be a success. As... Oof. You see the different realities kind of swirling around you, right? And then the rest of you guys see John just pull his revolver, fan the hammer, you know, full six times, and you start to see, like, the after effects start to catch up to him, right? But as he fires the sixth shot, this Mind Flayer is just going to drop, and then you're going to see the after effects just stop. Like, the after effects don't even catch up to him. Basically, you were so fast that even your past self couldn't keep up.
Nice.
So, next up, top of the round, is going to be Patton. So, Patton, as you're going to see one of these mind flayers go down.
No. Elias.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's Elias. My bad. Top of the round, Elias. Okay, so you were being mind flayed for a second there.
Just a little bit.
But then you aren't, and then it feels like you never were. But you can remember it, kind of.
Mm.
So around you, you're going to see this thing, like, you're going to see kind of time rewind as this thing rushes at you, but then goes back to its starting point and just gets a bolt right to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Gets, you know, pinned up against an adjacent tree. You're going to see another one going up on one of your past selves. Then that one just gets shot dead in the dome, right? And you're going to see all of your teammates are moving very quickly. It seems like they're on fast forward.
All right. So if they're all on fast forward, that means I'm moving slow. So rather than try to catch up with them, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and ground myself.
Okay.
And I'm going to have Specky go into backpack mode.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is I want to use perception. And I want to have Specky send out a single, like, long filament strand. But I'm not going to send it out in space. I'm going to send it out in time. Right?
Okay.
And I want to use perception to tag the real versions of us, the current versions of us. And, you know, sort of link us all together. That way it'll mm-hmm. be easier for everyone to interact with each other.
All right.
As a sort of like a ground wire.
Sure. All right. Go for it.
Action point reroll.
Okay.
It was a one.
I'm assuming that was like a two?
No, it was a one.
He links good shit. The mind flayers.
No.
Oh, no.
Turns out the mind flayers were actually skinwalkers. All right, that's 28.
28. Boy, howdy, that's a success. So, what you're going to do is you're going to reach out, right? And you're going to, you know, see these strands reach out to the, you know, stationary or in very slow motion variants of yourself. And the second Specky touches past you,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to see yourself, you're going to be back where you were with your hand out yelling for John, right?
Right.
You're going to look down. And you're just moving in regular time now.
I'm going to use the strand to send a single message to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that message is, don't blow up the displacer beasts.
You're really dead set on this, aren't you?
You don't seem to understand how much I want specimens. Talk to me when you've seen displacer beast dust slide through your fingers like so much ash.
The real horror and terror isn't nature being destroyed or anything like that, is that I didn't even get the displacer beast dust.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Right, so, anyway, Elias is now fully linked with the alternate timelines of himself. And we're going to go over to Patton. So, Patton, what you're going to see is you've got stationary you, and then you can also see overlaid on top of yourself, you can see the actions that you were taking before played out kind of on autopilot, but from first person.
Okay.
Right? So, it's like you're watching a video of what you were doing, but you get the distinct feeling that you could change whatever you wanted.
So, if there's one moment, and Elias reminded me of it, if there's one moment in the past that we could change, that I would want to change, it would be when I hit my head off that branch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep an eye out around there and count down. So I'm going to replay the moments to where I tried to fly out of there, and I hit that branch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop that from happening. So that's the most important okay. thing. That's the number one thing we need to stop from happening.
No, the number what one are you thing going we to use for that?
So, and that wouldn't count as history, would it?
No.
No.
But technically it is history.
History is not memory.
Well, no, I'm going back in time. That's history.
Fuck.
He's right. It is history.
No, it's
no,
not.
It isn't.
I just don't think it's the history skill.
Remembering what you ate for breakfast last Monday is not history.
But eating it again might be.
So, I've got the time of when it happened. What I'm going to do is I'm gonna mix and brew something up here real quick. And depending on what the roll is going to see if this actually works.
Arcana?
I'm going to try and whip this. So, can I see the squid man that was in charge, that was making that false scene?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I've got a good line of quote-unquote sight at him, so I'm going to roll Arcana for this potion I'm about to hit him with. Oh, fuck, I missed my d20. Hold on a second.
You rolled it off the table?
Yeah, I'm sitting at a weird angle.
Our house rule is whenever you roll a dice off the table, it's a nat 20.
Yep.
Yeah. For some reason, everybody just throws their dice off tables.
All right, so sure I got why. 25 in total. So I'm going to try and do. I'm going to try and hit him with Dr. Patton's patent pending cephalopod searing serum.
Fuck's sake! All right, sure.
I sear that cephalopod real well. He's well done.
Good shit. So,
Calamine Flayer.
Can I also give, can I try and give a high five to myself as I don't hit this?
Absolutely.
Time? Hell yeah.
High five.
As yourself in the past goes up to fly, you just kind of push them forward so they miss the branch, put a potion in their hand, and give them a high five.
Doesn't seem weird to Patton at all.
So your wings sprout out there, you go up into the sky, and you see yourself just chuck this potion down at this thing as it completely immolates to a crispy golden brown.
Describe the smell. So, do they smell appetizing?
Yes.
Nice.
However, the displacer beasts are going to beat you to it.
No. Oh, I'm going to use parts of the mind flayer to tame a displacer beast.
No, you are not.
Can we have pet displacer beasts? Wait till you see what I got coming, buddy.
Is that allowed?
Wait till you see what I got coming.
No, it is not. So, anyway, over to Giron.
Have I been captured yet?
You have always been captured, and you have also never been captured. It's time.
Okay.
You're seeing it from the third person. So, have I been captured yet? Yes, in some timelines. There's also a point that you can see where you haven't been captured.
All right, so since Jerry experienced that whole time phase thing in the portal, that little Half-Life experience we did, what he's going to try and do, he's a little bit confident. He's a little bit cocky. He's going to try and lasso him a displacer beast.
Lasso a displacer beast. Why?
One, to release my past self from the grasp, because, wow, that really fucking hurt. Mm-hmm. And two, to preserve a displacer beast for Elias.
Oh, now you're in on it.
Oh, boy. I did send a message through the Specky wire.
I've been doing them wrong. I got to make up for it.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Specky Graham for Jerry. Don't kill the displacer beast.
It's probably not going to be a skill I'm trained in. Would that be athletics?
What? So, to use your whip?
Yeah, to use my whip to lasso me a displacer beast.
That depends on how you're doing it. Are you just, whipping it?
You're not gonna use any magic?
Well, I can't use magic because Patton is from Arcana, and I can't, would that
use
be
intimidate? Bluff last time.
But I used Arcana.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't see how this would be an intimidate, and it's not diplomacy. Well, unless,
all right, so then
unless me,
you cannot diplomatize.
For this shit, right? Okay,
it could be nature.
No, so one thing that you can do is if the skill, look at the skills that you can currently use, and think about how you could use them. Right?
Ooh, okay. religion check. Just put my faith in myself.
No.
All right.
Can no. I put my
calm
faith
down
in
there, our atheism. You don't want to give yourself a fedora there, bro.
I'm not trying to get
oh, I'm going to roll religion by believing in myself. Fuck off.
That's not how they do it.
No.
Okay. I mean, really, then it would probably be like either, unless I'm like trying to intimidate it into like submission.
Well, okay, I got an idea, Jerry.
You could use your skills in a different way as well that play with the skills that you have.
Jerry, yeah. You're trained in diplomacy, right?
Yeah.
Are you?
So,
no, I have a pretty high bonus in it.
Naturally. Would diplomacy count if he worked with himself that's like
yes.
5 seconds in the future?
Yes.
Boom. Double Jerry Madness. Double Jerry Midnight Madness.
I mean, triple Jerry even if he wanted to.
Depends on how good of a role he gets.
We have N Jerry's. Oh god, we need to close this time loop immediately.
We are now entering the Jerryverse.
There's an N number of Jerry's.
Ooh, I could convince them to step out of their timelines temporarily.
Oh,
no,
God.
No.
Roll it before anybody can convince you this is a bad idea. Roll
no,
it.
No. All right.
Now one.
No.
Perfect.
No.
Did you already use a action point there?
Yes.
No, not since we got that extended rest.
Do you want to reroll this?
I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to reroll it. Because this is interesting.
Watch him get an.
Oh, you're not going to reroll it?
No, we're going to reroll it.
Aww.
This is interesting. I'm going to reroll it so it doesn't happen.
Okay. That's a lot better. That's a lot. That's a 26.
That's 19
on the die.
It's more unfortunate that he succeeded.
No. Either way, he was going to do it. It's just the manner in which he did it and the outcome. So, what you're going to do here is you're going to kind of like pull on that little specky strand that's attached to you there, right? The things connecting you to all of you. You're going to, you know, grab onto the strand, separate it, and you're going to see like each time you pull, you're connected to another one of yourself, right?
Yeah.
And as you do that, you're going to get like a replay of the memory of yourself, right? And you're going to see each one of those clones that you tried to make of yourself before. And you're going to go, oh no, those weren't fake clones. Those were all me. As you're now going to jump into the shoes of each one of those, right?
Oh, buddy.
And you're going to see the various Jirons in those previous timelines just pop out, and just subtly move from where they are, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, basically, instead of making illusory clones, they're now very much real, and they're now very much kind of obliterating some of these Displacer Beasts and Mind Flayers.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, this is not a good outcome.
By obliterate, I mean, you know, kill.
No, yeah, I know that. I'm just saying now there's a bunch more Jerrys.
Yeah. Just because it's a success doesn't mean it was a good idea.
I was going to put my shades on, cross my arms, and lean on a tree. I've been good this day.
Okay, but now all the other Jerrys are going to do that too.
Tunnel snakes rule.
All right. So, next up, John.
No, shouldn't it be next up, Jerry? Next up, Jerry? Next up, Jerry? Next
Shut
up,
up,
Jerry?
John.
I got nothing to follow that up. I mean, so, at one point, while I was making a beeline for the Mind Flayer, there was There was that kind
also,
of wavering.
Also, just so you know, there is always there's the constant looming thing of you can see in all of these timelines behind you that you know, the glowing sun thing, Wormwood, is just kind of there. It seems to be moving along, kind of ignoring you.
I'm not sure what I could do with that to make our current situation better.
Right. Just saying.
So, at one point, I was making a beeline for the Mind Flayer, and the illusion was kind of flashing in and out to help clear a path for me.
Yep.
I'm going to go back and do that. So,
ooh,
I want to run back there and start, you know, breaking down the heavier branches, trying to move stuff out of the way. And for the bigger trees, things I can't move, I want to call on God, but I want to use endurance. Ooh. For the thing,
okay.
Overall.
Well, that actually fits in perfectly because that's what you rolled previously.
Yeah, so in all your ways acknowledge him.
Right, like
him,
in the previous skills challenge, that is what you rolled. Okay. Yeah.
Saying stuff.
I didn't know you were going right into it, but I was going to say, when John was rushing through and shrugging off the illusion, you were using endurance, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Fits perfectly.
As I'm breaking off these branches, I'm seeing the larger trees I can't move. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And I got a 22.
22? That'll be a success, just barely.
Yeah.
So, what you're going to see is yourself, right, as you were rushing through and shrugging off the illusion, you're going to go to each of those points, right? And just move things out of the way. And then right as you were getting up to that Mind Flayer from before, you're just going to rush up behind it, grab it, like, you know, grab its arms in a lock, and then you're going to see yourself from the past rush up just to absolutely destroy this thing.
Hell yeah.
You're going to hold it still, Piccolo style. That's a Dragon Ball Z reference.
I got it.
Thank you.
We know who Piccolo is.
So.
Piccolo.
Which
just
Piccolo?
Saying.
King Piccolo or normal Piccolo? Please clarify.
Normal Piccolo when he got his chest blown through with the special beam cannon. Wait, this is opposite. Doing it Goku style. Wait, no? I have a massive headache. Whatever, there was a Dragon Ball reference in there.
Doing it John style.
Sure.
Yeehaw.
Any dang way. Back up to Elias. So, as you guys are starting to do this, you're going to, Elias, what you're going to see is that, a lot of those connections to all the previous, things, like, you're going to feel a lot more of them.
Yeah,
right?
Way too many Jerrys.
There's way too many Jerrys. And if you'll recall, there was a big problem in getting Jerry's soul back into his body.
Yeah, Jerry, do you remember that?
I wonder why there was that problem.
Well, you see,
there were already about 1,000 Jerrys inhabiting the same fucking Jerry.
And there's 1,000 Zeps, too, give or take, however many.
Yes. So, as the timelines are going to start to coalesce, right, you still have the major problem at the end of even if you deal with all of the Mind Flayers and stuff, you still run into the problem of Jiron getting magically overloaded.
Right. Okay, so I've got all this grounding wire.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a deep breath, mutter under my breath, fucking Jerry, and use acrobatics to jump physically, metaphysically, literally, metaphorically, between every fucking Jerry and just roughly, like, not trying to hurt him, but not trying to not hurt him. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I understand.
You get where I'm going with this. I'm going to use acrobatics to try and forcibly ground him.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking on in abject horror.
No, you're not. You're leaning up against a tree like an idiot.
With shades.
You're leaning up for...
With shades, as 1,000 Eliases are going to just jump through timelines and start fucking grounding your ass.
And now there are 1,000 Eliases.
there's always been like 1,000 Eliases for all the timelines, but Jerry just decided to like go, hey, this is
yeah,
a
whenever
great
you
idea.
Make an action, it's going to happen in all of the other action, like in all the other timelines forever.
Yeah, yeah. So here comes acrobatics. 20 on the nose.
20 on the nose? 20 total?
Yes.
Actually, let me check. Let me check the notes here. What was my DC? So. Ah, fuck. Ah. I wrote down two different DCs.
Well, yeah, one's the hard DC.
No. Like, basically there was, like, errata and stuff for the challenge DCs and things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to call this one a neutral.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
It's not a failure, but it doesn't count as a success.
Okay, fine.
So, what you're going to do, though...
Put this to save the animals.
Yeah, basically. that is basically what it is. So, as you're going to do all of that, right?
My real goal
see,
was
to
save the displacer beast by keeping Jerry from exploding.
Right. So, you're going to see all these separate Jerrys were going to start rushing back in, right? To a central point. Like, all at once, and that would be very bad. However, as you start to ground them, they start to separate out into their own little timelines. But they still don't have anywhere to go, right? It does need to coalesce back into a point, but you've stalled it.
Okay. I'll take that.
So, as everything starts to subside, what you guys see is just a march of Jerry's leading back up to the end of the timeline in slow motion. And there's still many, many things going on all around that.
Alright, so we have...
And you can see as Jiron, like coming out from Jiron, as you can now see Jiron's timeline, you can see more of those, the mind flayers starting to pour out of the portal that was localized on him. Right? As they're taking advantage of that stabilization to come back through.
So, how many successes and failures do we have now?
You have 2 failures and 7 successes. So you need 3
out of the
more.
Woods yet.
And 1 neutral that is put towards save the displacer beasts.
Elias had that 1 failure. What was the second failure?
The second failure? There was a 1 failure at the very start.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
And then there was... didn't Patton fail once?
No. He re-rolled.
I'm trying to think.
I nat 1, but I action pointed.
Yeah.
I think we have 1 failure.
I think I have a raging headache, so I'm going to... I'll default on that one. So, yes.
Yeah, Tad, you didn't fail one, right? Wait. No. He failed Arcana, right? Is that what he did?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure I failed something.
Okay, in that case, we'll put it up to 2. I'm pretty sure you did as well, and I don't think... I wouldn't have put my die up to 2 if nobody had done that. So, yeah. So, after Elias, we're going to Patton. And Patton, if you'll recall with your... if you'll recall your cataclysmic nat 1 on attempting to get Jerry back through the portal?
Yes.
Yeah, you're starting to see that again.
All right, well, so that situation is completely screwed. Let's see.
Right. When you going back in time to when you completely botched your attempt to stabilize Jiron.
All right, so there's a million Jirons now.
Well, yes, they're all marching very slowly towards the timeline where you botched trying to shove Jiron back into his body.
And the reason that was botched was because there were so many separated fractal Jerrys.
Yep.
All right.
Those
so
are
I'm trying to think how I can
half botch
corral the Jerrys.
That's this entire fucking game.
All right. Let's see. So, what exactly was I trying to do when I rolled that nat 1 again?
Okay, so what you were trying to do was Giron was getting sucked through the portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Giron's soul was getting sucked through the portal, so you're trying to get his soul back into his body.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Or so help me.
Was that when I was putting him into my own suit?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's when you took off your suit and tried to throw it onto him.
All right, so the best way to corral these Jerrys, the best way I could try and get them all here at the same time, let's see, because they are technically all here at the same time right now, and also not here yet.
Yes.
So, my plan last time was to try and get him, trying to get something grounded that was a self-contained Jerry signature, so that all mm-hmm. of them could try and go back. So now I'm wondering if there's any way I could interact with Jerry here to try and corral the rest of the Jerrys back. Put the Jerry genie back in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would be able to heal the current Jerry. If I could try and take our current Jerry and put him in the same spot that I see past Jerry in.
Ooh. What, just grab current Giron off of the tree and try and shove him back into his old body?
Yeah. Put that thing sounds back where hilarious. It came from, or so help me.
That sounds hilarious. Go for it.
That's the name of this episode.
Are you, like, really pulling me off the fucking tree?
I got 25.
25, that's a success.
Son of Giron, a bitch.
You're reclining against a tree, and then all of a sudden you're just going to feel a bird person, maybe with talons, as he's just going to grab you. And you're just going to get dragged and kind of flung into the... How exactly are you flinging him? Are you just kind of like jump into frame, grab, or are you going full bird person and grabbing him with talons?
Well, I'm just going to grab it, spin him around, and then stop him. Like, he's going to spin around like 6 times, get in the exact position, then grab him by the shoulders and stop him right there and take a few steps back. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Giron, you were kind of relaxing there with your sunglasses, and all of a sudden, again, in horror jump scare fashion, Patton is directly in front of you, grabs you, and you get flung, and then you're standing face to face with yourself with a blank expression on your face. Turn around, Patton's right behind you, kind of, you know, like just looking there expectantly. And then you're just going to feel, all of a sudden, you're going to start getting, like, sucked towards yourself.
Oh, delightful.
Delightful. So, on that note, Giron.
You see Patton giving you a big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up. So, what you're going to see is, you're going to get sucked back into your previous body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be standing right there. Then you're going to see, again, the whole going to the next part in the portal there, right?
Yeah.
Except, this time you're actually somewhat in control.
Oh, shit.
So, you're first person experiencing the previous things. And, once again, you go fully into that other side of the portal. And you can see yourself, you know, land there, look very disoriented, and be surrounded by displacer beasts and mind flayers.
Grab one of the displacer beasts. I know you're having, like, a thing, you know, where you're, like, dying and whatever, but grab one of the displacer beasts.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to... All right, so the portal is still, like, open, right? I'm just, like, in the Mind Flayer world right now?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to project images of John.
Oops.
I didn't bluff last time. I'm projecting images of John because what happened to the original Mind Flayer is John shot them with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring through the John, the... John,
do not
from that
bring
moment.
Me through.
I'm afraid it's not up to you, John.
Yeah, this is, I mean, all things considered, Giron did just get shoved back into, like, the worst day ever, so...
So I'm bringing in my buddy cop.
So we're you're phoning a friend.
And this is going to be an intimidate.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to beguiling tongue this as well.
Sure.
Nine at plus five. All right. So this will be.
If you say nat one, I'm going to slap you.
That's a 28.
Okay. 28 total?
Yep.
Alrighty, that's a success. So, on that, you're going to, you know, reach back. You're yourself again before getting, you know, soul sucked through the portal.
Suck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then as Patton and John were close to you trying to, like, inspect it, right? You're going to just, you know, open your eyes, become completely lucid, and just grab John. And then, John... So, John, you are now standing next to Jiron, and you see Jiron standing in front of a bunch of Mind Flayers.
Oh, hell, Jay.
And it's up to you.
It's up to me.
Yes.
It is indeed up to you, John.
Well, fuck.
Go get him, champ. Gotta pat him on the chest.
So I can't intimidate them, right?
No.
No. He just used intimidate.
And I can't use endurance, because I just used that.
Correct.
I've got insight and I've got athletics and then to a lesser degree religion. Alright, so what exactly is our goal right now?
Your goal is to prevent the gigantic fuck off huge explosion by getting Jiron back into his body successfully as opposed to massively unsuccessfully.
Well, also, and you know, deal with this portal wormwood thing.
Yeah, but yes. I mean, like, specifically, how do I get out of here without exploding or being
mind-played? That's a good question. That's the question.
Yeah.
So, for a hint, a little hint arena there, Jiron basically brute forced himself back into his body before, right? As a result of being completely overrun by mind flayers, right? However, if you maybe gave him some time, you could avoid that. And at the same time, perhaps, you know, stabilize your guys' timelines enough to the point where you can actually deal with the whole wormwood thing that's going on.
All right, so I've got two kind of vague ideas forming that would involve stalling being mind flayed. One of them is a bar fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, if I can in some way figure out who's, I guess, in charge of this group, maybe I can run distraction, you know, give him just a bit of a pause, and the others will follow.
Which one sounds more fun?
I mean, getting in a bar fight with a bunch of mind flayers on the other side of some weird time fuckery portal sounds a lot more fun than talking to them.
Go for it!
How are you going to make mind flayers get into a bar fight, though?
Well, he's going to go to the Wild West universe, where everyone's a Wild Western except for John. In that universe, John is just like a bank accountant, but everyone else is a cowboy.
Shit.
What'd you roll?
They call him the 8-gun shooter. 23
total?
Yeah.
We hold a gun in every tentacle.
That's going to be a success.
That's 10.
Right, so, what you guys are going to see here, right, is, John, in this, across this portal, you're going to rush up, break one of your very nice mugs that you use to drink totally not just straight whiskey out of. Just crack it right over one of these things' heads. At which point they look very confused. as Jiron, you just see John start brawling while you are just sitting there, right? And if you remember, there was that point where you just kind of seemed to be surrounded by these things and they weren't doing anything. You can now see those mind flayers are all still around you, but they've broken off and they're like their previous selves and future selves are just bare knuckle fighting John here.
Yeah, they were just they've got all sorts looking.
Of mind fuckery powers. So if I start punching them, they start punching back. That's advantage, John.
Yes. They are basically skinny nerds. So John has taken on his final form of schoolyard bully.
Locker so, those squids.
So, Elias, what you're going to see, though, is at one point you're going to see, you know, Giron, the Giron that you were connected to, you're now Giron, gets sucked back through the portal, mm-hmm. right? And Patton, you're going to, you know, see a similar thing with your readouts there. As you see, what Patton and Elias are going to see is all of the other Girons that were being slowed down are going to accelerate back into himself, right? And you see the timeline there is going to continue with the explosion, right? And you're going to see the like the energy overload is going to start very, very slowly building, right? Mm-hmm. And so John and Giron and you two guys later, roll me some initiative as you start to fight some mind flayers to buy enough time to where Giron doesn't actually explode.
Wait, I need to roll initiative too?
Yes. The gist of this next of this combat, though, is going to be a timer challenge.
Oh,
you're going to need to take. You're going to need to take out these mind flayers before they're able to just do what they were going to previously do.
Hot damn! And I can't wait to flay me some mind flayers in the next episode of Revival, a Dungeons and Dragons real play podcast. I'm in Let Me Tell You About, my main podcast, which you can find on the same YouTube channel and the same website as Revival, that website being www.lmtya.com or letmetellyouabout.moe. On there you can find links to the show on iTunes, Google Play, and the YouTube channel. You can find the show on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD, and you can send emails to the show at LetMeTellYouAbout@gmail.com. Let me tell you about with three T's, because otherwise, well, otherwise it wouldn't fit.
I'm Michael, I play Elias, the reasonable character. I also do streaming on Twitch with Daniel, who is the DM. We have a Twitch channel, it's pretty cool. It's called Bro_Operatives. It's cool. I'm also on Twitter at PulpFan69. Check it out.
I'm Dan. I've got a massive fucking headache. Go on to the Let Me Tell You About Discord if you want to talk to me about Revival and stuff. It's always fun.
And I'm Tim. I play John, the reasonable character. And I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
Is that just your new catchphrase?
No, it's always been his catchphrase. He says that all the time.
Yeah, aren't you
don't you
attention?
Remember when we met Red in the first episode and John immediately said, "Hey guys, I don't think we're out of the woods yet."
And you can find me at LMTYA Matt, and you can also find me on my other podcast, The Sweet Life of Matt and Cody, with our friend Cody.
Wait, do you really call it that?
Yeah. It's a sports podcast sometimes, but I also play Jerry.
Maybe the true forest is the one we left in our hearts.
Shut the fuck up.